Hi, Dan Sheridan here. We've been talking about taxes and government. I hope you've learned something from the last two audios. It's on to number three in this series. We might entitle this, Be Yourself and Love Your Neighbor. Well, we learned in our last lesson the meaning of government. We're in this together. That's the lesson we learned, and I want to hammer this idea home together. If government is about steering a ship, and we sail or sink together, it's good to get to know your sailing mates, don't you think? Never divorce the idea of government from you, your friends, and your neighbors. And the more we can keep this in mind, the better. So let me explain. Before we discuss the various governments in our state and nation, which we're going to do in this series, first we need to talk about the primary and basic governments. Now, imagine if you're able to travel back in time to the colonial period, let's say 1774, and if you were to ask the people at that time what came to mind when they heard the word government, they would probably talk about self-government. They wouldn't think of Washington, or they wouldn't think of maybe their state capitals. In other words, the first thing that would come to their mind wouldn't be kings and councils, but the individual. That's the first thing that came to mind with these people at that time, the individual, self-government. The first government is the self-government of the individual, and this is an unelected position. You don't have to campaign for it and spend money on elections. You possess this office by virtue of being a human being. It's yours already. Now, we complain, and rightfully so, very often about people in government all the time, and we want them to be better and more honest, and they should be better and more honest, but however, we shouldn't be hypocritical. So let's make sure, first and foremost, we are governing ourselves well. We can't talk about people being bad in government if we're not governing ourselves. That would be the height of hypocrisy. The person who governs himself well or herself well will have the wisdom to help his or her town, county, state, and national governments. It all starts with you and me individually. So you see, if you want to make change, this is where we start. Now, the next government is the family. I know we're not accustomed to think of ourselves or our families as governments, but the family is a real government. The family needs to be steered and guided just like a ship does. The family stands or falls together. I know we're not accustomed to thinking of the family as a government because, like the individual, there are no elections held in this government. But we should make a habit of thinking of these as governments. Thinking this way will help us see that there's a close connection and continuity between elected offices and the individual. The elected kind of government is an extension of the individual and the family. Now, where this concept is forgotten, the elected government grows more corrupt, unjust, and larger. Now, individuals and families make up the local community, and I looked up this word community online, and the first definitions that pop up are as follows. First, a group of people living in the same locality and under the same government. Two, second, the district or locality in which such a group lives. Third, a group of people having common interest. Now, let's dig a little deeper in those definitions. The word community, like the word government, as we learned in our second audio, comes from the French. The French word means commonness and everybody. I like that. The French comes from the Latin. The Latin word means fellowship, friendly intercourse, courtesy, condescension, affability, and other forms of that Latin word signify something common, public, shared by all or many, and a community of relations or feelings. Now, the word common also comes from the French, which in turn comes from a Latin word that means sharing common duties. Now, did you hear all those words? Put it all together. Community means commonness, everybody, fellowship, friendly relationships, courtesy and humility, likable, nice, and a sense of public responsibility. What an amazing concept when we think of the word community. Now, most people fall so far short when they think of community. Most people think of a community as merely a locality where people live. But we see that community is much more than geography. People who are living up to the name community care for one another. Americans have traditionally had a sense of community. They take care of their sick, help build and repair their neighbors' houses, care for orphans, and provide other needful services for their neighbors in their community. Remember, this was local action. This is local action, not national action. Not a top-down system of welfare. Now, Americans did these things, and they do these things because they have things in common. They care for each other. The Native Americans, by the way, demonstrate this kind of charity, which is rivaled by nobody. So community is good. We need our neighbors in time of trouble. We laugh with them on happy occasions and cry with them on sad ones. Community breeds love as well as accountability. Close fellowship, after all, with our neighbors tends to make a person more honest because you have to develop your character. They're watching you. The idea of community is also essential for good government, and that's because people who run for office will have to have a good reputation with their neighbors. In 1788, Samuel Langdon addressed the Massachusetts legislature, and this is what he said. On the people, therefore, of these United States, it depends whether wise men or fools, good or bad men, shall govern. Be careful in the choice of your representatives and the higher powers of government. Fix your eyes upon men of good understanding and known honesty, men of knowledge, improved by experience, men who fear God and hate covetousness, who love truth and righteousness, and sincerely wish for the public welfare. If the legislative body is corrupt, you will soon have bad men for counselors, corrupt judges, unqualified justices, and officers in every department who dishonor their stations. I call upon you to support schools in your towns. It is a debt you owe to your children. That's the quote. Now, there are two things to notice about Langdon's words. First, these men must be known that you elect. Second, education is essential for liberty. Reputation and education are essential in a free society. You can't have a reputation without developing it and cultivating it among your neighbors. That's why community is so important. So government begins with you personally and your family. Now, I have a suggestion. Make a list of your neighbors. Have you talked to them lately? Have any of them had a new baby? Go congratulate them and maybe bring a gift. Are any of them sick? Bring them something to cheer them up. Try to find creative ways to get to know your neighbors. If you want to make a difference in your country, in your town, in your state, you begin with you and your local communities. Now, in our next lessons, we're going to learn about the next level of government, the township. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Remember this, be good to one another because we're in this together.